If you know me, then you know that I used to be the ultimate East Coaster who didn't believe in burnout even when I was right in the middle of it. Burnout doesn't always look like what you think it will. It's not always crying at your laptop or missing deadlines or feeling completely overwhelmed. Sometimes it's far more sneaky. It shows up quietly and disguises itself as productivity, as hustle, even as living a balanced lifestyle. And that was definitely the case for me, so let's go back to a couple of years ago when this all started for me. It was the summer of 2022, and my business was thriving. It was growing faster than ever. We had dream clients, incredible projects, and a lot of momentum at that time. And from the outside, everything looked amazing. And honestly, from the inside, it felt amazing too. I was energized, inspired, deep in my purpose. But what I wasn't recognizing at the time was that I was also deep in avoidance. I had just gone through some major life changes, the kind that completely shake your foundation. And instead of pausing to process any of it, I poured all of my energy into work. And when I wasn't working, I was out socializing, traveling, partying, filling every second of every day because being still felt scarier than being exhausted. And I told myself that I was just doing what I needed to do to keep going, that this was what building something looked like. This was what being a founder in your 20s looked like. But in reality, I was running from myself. And the thing is that burnout doesn't always show up right away. I didn't crash in the middle of the chaos, and I didn't notice it at the time at all. I noticed it when I finally slowed down. And it started subtly for me with a few headaches, some fatigue, and then joint pain. But it wasn't the type of joint pain you could push through. It was completely debilitating. I remember standing at the bottom of my stairs and realizing that I couldn't walk up them. I couldn't carry a pitcher of water. Like I would try to pick it up, my arm would just shake, and I literally couldn't pick it up. I couldn't walk the new puppy I had just gotten. My body just wouldn't cooperate. My energy was gone. My period was gone. I dropped 20 pounds and I had brain fog that made it hard to string sentences together. I was truly terrified and thought that I must have a serious health condition going on. So I went to doctor after doctor, got every test, every scan, and there were a few markers that were off and a few theories being thrown around, but it became clear that the core issue came down to depletion. My body had been running on fumes for too long to the point where it just gave out. And that's when I began to recognize, unfortunately, too late, that burnout isn't just mental. It lives in your body and shows up in your immune system, your hormones, your nervous system, your ability to function. It's not just about being tired, it's about being truly unwell. And I know I'm not alone in this. Especially as entrepreneurs, the cycle is so common because when business is busy, taking care of yourself feels impossible because you're juggling everything. But then when business is slow, wellness can feel out of reach because the wellness industry is expensive. So it's this constant catch-22. But the truth that I had to learn the hard way is that if you don't make time for your wellness, you'll be forced to make time for your illness. And that was one of those quotes that I heard, and I had to unfortunately learn it for myself, but I hope that you don't. So once this all happened, I started over and I slowed way down. I asked for help, I reevaluated everything, and I started taking care of myself, not in the cute, Instagrammable way, but in the real, boring, deeply healing, and kind of unpleasant way. And I rebuilt. And today I want to share what I've learned, not just my story, but the tools. So whether you're in burnout, flirting with it, or trying to avoid it altogether, here are some things that helped me get back to myself. Let's start with the free things, the things that I didn't need to spend a dime on, but still had a huge impact. The first being morning sunlight and journaling. In the height of my chaos, I would wake up daily after only a few hours of sleep, and I mean actually a few, and immediately check my inbox and start replying. And now I know that my cortisol was skyrocketing. And I still don't personally find a super lengthy morning routine realistic for my lifestyle, especially since I typically start work at 8 a.m. since my co-founder is on a different time zone. I keep it simple. So I make sure I get into the sun. And sometimes that's a full dog walk, whereas other times it's literally just stepping outside of my door and taking a few deep breaths. And I also do a quick journaling routine where I note some things I'm grateful for and some positive affirmations. Sometimes I have time to write 20, and sometimes it's only two, but what's important to me is just staying consistent with the routine. Slow walks without distractions. I used to walk or run while listening to a podcast or audiobook on 2x speed, or music blaring so loud that I couldn't hear my own thoughts just the way I liked it. But I've traded that in for a slow, intentional stroll, ideally in the forest with no podcast, no music, just my own thoughts. And I've also found that I come up with some good ideas and have lots of things to note down while I have this time to just reflect. Movement. When I was at my worst, I couldn't do any workouts, including a short walk. So gentle stretching was one of the only things I could do to really stress and build capacity in my body again. And I've maintained this practice, as well as device boundaries. So I've stopped grabbing my phone the second I wake up, and I've actually shut off email notifications to get away from that being chased by a lion feeling. I check my inbox multiple times per day anyways, and I just started getting this feeling of like, why am I having these notifications coming through and constantly sidetracking me, stressing me out when I check enough to be able to get back to everyone in a timely manner anyways? And there's a saying I saw going around on TikTok recently. It's like, I work in marketing, not the ER. So I try and remind myself of that one. And then as well, I make nourishing foods. So during this time, I've learned a lot about Chinese medicine principles for cooking. And Dr. Stolberg on Instagram is a great resource if you'd like to explore this too. But I would say that overall, I focus on warm, nourishing foods, teas, and I make bone broth every week. Lastly is having no routine at all. I let myself have an off day and follow what feels aligned instead of what I'm supposed to do. Sometimes this looks like skipping a podcast upload or staying in bed for an extra 30 minutes. And just those little things make a huge difference sometimes. So now let's talk about paid tools, the things that I've invested in. The first being lab work and functional medicine, because if you're feeling unwell, I definitely recommend really diving into the root cause and not just focusing on rest. So once I had the energy, I got really comprehensive blood work done and worked with someone who could actually explain what the numbers meant. And it helped me understand my deficiencies and what my body needed to heal. The next being therapy and Reiki. So of course, burnout isn't just physical. There's an emotional root to it too. And therapy and Reiki have helped me unpack why I kept pushing so hard, what I was trying to prove, and how to build a different kind of relationship with rest, work, and self-worth. Body work, so this could be massage, craniosacral therapy, lymphatic drainage, whatever helps you feel supported in your body. This has been a big part of my healing process, and I would say that lymphatic drainage massage has really helped with my symptoms as well. And then lastly, being classes and community. So sound baths, women's circles, places where I could find a calm community that isn't tied to my work. I feel like because my work is so interconnected with my social life, sometimes it's important to find these communities where no one's going to be asking you about X, Y, and Z project, and you can really disconnect from your work life. I know that not everything I talked about today will be accessible or even desirable for everyone. And I know that wellness, especially online, can feel like this strange aesthetic competition. But just keep in mind that real wellness, the kind that keeps you alive and well and whole, is usually quiet and slow and simple. And it starts with just tuning in. So maybe today taking care of yourself looks like a walk or a nap or a deep breath before your next meeting, but whatever it is, just start there. And if this episode resonated, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. Send it to your founder friend who's burning the candle at both ends, or your team, or your past self, because although burnout is buzzy right now, it's still too easy to ignore until it's not. Until next time, take care of yourself, and thanks for listening to Take On.